Well, I've been known to take it out on speculators on this show, Phil. What's your opinion of them?
Well, the speculators are will eventually force honesty on government. And you could explain that this way. You have, when the economy in the US has turned down, you have the prospect of a deflationary spiral happening because land prices are deflating, house prices are deflating. The banks get nervous about that because the value of the property that they've loaned against suddenly might be worth less than the loan itself. That places great pressure on banks. So the government has to print a lot of money and actually will go ahead and create inflation as a way of, ultimately in the long run, trying to pay off those debts. The speculators, the professional speculators, they all know this. So it makes sense when you have prices continuing to go up, the speculators know they have to protect the value of what of their investments and their savings and their money, so they will do that by buying commodities, because the commodity will maintain its dollar value. So in other words, if you just have a price of, if you just have a loaf of bread, it's going to cost, as you print more dollars, it's going to cost more and more dollars to buy the loaf of bread. But if you own the loaf of bread, that becomes irrelevant to you, because you'll always be able to collect more and more dollars. The problem is, if you don't own the bread, you have to buy, you have to earn, or have to get more and more dollars to buy the same loaf. The speculators understand this. So what the speculators are naturally going to do is to put all their money into commodities. Hence you are seeing the rise in commodity prices. They go up and up and up. So the speculators, they will naturally, to preserve the value of their investments, they will buy oil, wheat, all of the commodities that you're seeing go up in price now.
So you're saying that's because Bernanke is printing up treasury bonds and money supply is going up, that speculators will react in this format?
Well, I suspect that's one of the reasons why this is happening, because the speculators understand that the Fed and the government, they are deliberately creating an inflationary scenario in order to stop the deflation that will happen if house prices continue to come down, that will place pressure on the banks. So it makes sense from a speculator point of view to go out and put their money into commodities. And from my point of view, thank heavens we've got speculators, because the speculators will expose the poor government policies in the first place. And the poor government policies in the first place, of course, is all the credit creation that goes on and all the dropping of interest rates back in 2000-2001, which allowed the house price and land price spiral in the first place. So the government, of course, are never going to tell you that. The government will simply come out and blame all of the higher prices, the oil prices, the wheat prices that we're seeing, and the soybeans and everything else. The government will simply say it's the speculators' fault. Well, probably it is the speculators' fault, but the speculators are rationally reacting to poor government policy. It's actually, in my view, it's quite simple, but this is something that the public will very rarely come to understand.
How would we have a sustainable financial system, according to Phil Anderson?
Well, if you didn't allow the credit to be created on the privatised rent in the first place, you couldn't possibly have banks lending a whole heap of credit and loans on land prices that people have to purchase to get into society. So
a privatised rent, you mean the higher price, the land price rather than the land value, is what you're meaning there. And by land value, I mean something reflective of the average wage.
What I mean is there is the same as anything else. It comes back to earnings. And if you have a piece of land and it can earn a certain amount of money per year, that's the rental value. We're used to a society these days that allows that rental value to be purchased in advance. Therefore, that rental value will capitalise into a purchase price, usually at about 20 years rental. It's that process that allows banks to create credit. It's that process that forces people to have to buy all of the real estate that they do so that they want to live somewhere. It's that process that then drives the real estate cycle. When the real estate cycle comes to an end, you get a downturn in the land price. That places pressure on the banks. The banks then have to curtail their lending, which creates even further pressure for a downturn. The governments don't like it, so they have to stop the downturn by printing more money and backstopping the banks, so they put a whole heap of credit back into the system that the banks can no longer do. That's a rational policy then, for speculators to exploit by buying commodities, and hence you get the whole cycle. All of that cycle would cease immediately if the rent of land was not permitted to capitalise into a purchase price and instead was collected in some form of revenue for the community.